Hopefully everyone had a lot of fun with Halloween on last night. And we're all waiting for the report from Pat Johnston. Though your Halloween was Saturday, as you said.
It was.
So did that work for a giant crowd coming your way? Did you have enough candy to cover the kids?
Barely.
Really?
Barely had just enough. We had a little bit over 1,000 pieces. So we had barely just enough.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So were you doing one piece?
Now, at first we weren't, but then about halfway through we said, wait, we better do one piece. sorry for those who show up later.
Wow.
Because I didn't want to have to start giving out pennies. No, the kids don't want pennies.
No, they want
quarters at least.
Yeah, something like that.
Impressive.
Yeah, so I'm guessing, I haven't gotten an official tally, but I'm guessing it was somewhere between 600 to 700. Probably somewhere around there, somewhere 100 kids. There was a lot of kids. It just went from 5:30 to didn't end until about 7:20. Just went on and on and on, and it always happens in waves too.
I've seen that before. So yeah. Oh well, maybe it's calmed down. Nope, here comes the next wave.
But it, like I said last hour, though, it was fun because we had the Michigan State flag flying. Not because I'm a Michigan State fan, but my wife is a grad at Michigan State, so everybody walking by, the kids, the parents, go green, go blue. Yeah, everybody was doing that after. It was pretty fun.
I didn't know the kids were involved.
I saw that some of the kids were dressed up as Michigan football players, a couple as Michigan State. Oh, yeah, saw some of those.
Fun.
Yep.
Wow.
And I would say probably, the top three costumes I saw from the kids would probably be, saw a lot of Harry Potter this year.
Really? That's still okay.
A lot of Harry Potter.
I think I saw one.
Police officers. I saw a lot
that's
of that.
Cool.
Yep.
That's cool.
Batman. Saw a lot of Batman as well. And witches.
Okay.
Lots of witches.
I saw more Spider-Man than Batman.
Did you see more? Oh, okay. I saw a couple Spider-Man. But more Batman.
I couldn't even achieve I got 89.
Okay. 80. That's not bad.
Yeah, for a Sunday night.
Mm. Yeah.
But all of them came between 6 and 7:15. After 7:15, it was I held out until 8 o'clock just in case, but no, it was pretty quick wave, and then poof.
That was it.
We have a quiet neighborhood with few kids in our neighborhood, but I had to go over to my son's house to drop something off, and that was around 5 o'clock, and I went over there, you have two ways to get there. You can go through the subdivision, or you can go around and come in from the other end. I went around and came in from the other end. Glad I did, because it was already very, very busy in that subdivision. But as I was taking the outer route, coming down 4 Mile Road, what do I see? Here's a farm tractor with a flashing light on it and a wagon behind it, and they're pulling into the subdivision, and they're using a farm tractor with a hay wagon for youngsters to jump on and off of.
Oh, cool.
That's pretty cool.
I understand that's a regular thing every year out there. But, it was busy, and then someone was having a big party at one of the houses just a block or so away, and I'm glad I didn't go through the subdivision.
A Sunday night Halloween party. Yes. I like it.
Yes.
I like it. Couple of the weird costumes. Well, I should say there was one weird costume and one great costume. Well, they're all great. I don't mind that. But this one, I'll tell you about it. You'll really get a kick out of it. Someone came up, I don't know how they did it. It was kind of an inflatable costume around themselves.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I've seen, I saw a few of those.
How do you keep them inflated, I wonder?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is the kid couldn't get up the step on the porch. Because I couldn't really bend the knees. He had to. So he kind of just stood there. I said, I'll come out to you.
Did you see any kids dressed up in those inflatable T-Rex?
Yes.
Dinosaur?
Okay. those are very mobile.
They are.
This was just some big inflatable thing. But I did see that.
Yeah, those are funny.
Yeah,
those are pretty funny.
That was pretty. You could see those. Those are impressive.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Those are impressive.
Wouldn't think they can cover as much ground as youngsters, though, that are more nimble with something easier to get around in.
Yeah.
And the youngsters are very nimble.
Oh, yeah.
Had one kid come to the door, and I had the door open. I could see, trick or treat. Okay, come to the door. And it's a youngster in full camouflage. It says U.S. Army on his.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey. And he looks at me and he says, standing at attention, "Trick or treat, sir."
Nice.
Now that's a good one.
Pretty good.
That is
pretty
good.
I said, "All right, U.S. Army, right?" "Yes, sir." This kid was playing it up. I could see the mom out there, and the mom's just kind of shaking her head and smiling. So I said, "Okay, well, here's your treat, son." "Thank you, sir."
So that's just the costume in character.
It
too.
Was great. Yes, I said, "Well, I've met the next Joint Chiefs of Staff."
Yeah, right. Maybe, right. Maybe.
I wish I would have played along. So at that point, I did. Because then he was just kind of standing there at attention. So I said, "Dismissed." He gives me a salute.
Nice.
And I'm trying to remember protocol. I think that as if you're saluting. If you're like a private, mm-hmm. you don't leave until you're saluted by, I'm certainly not an officer, but he stood there. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll salute him back. I saluted him back. He snapped it down. He didn't just turn and walked away. He did one of those Army military spins. Went down the porch. It was great.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was the best of the night. I should have got
should
his name.
Should have had a video going on that one.
Next Joint Chiefs of Staff right there. First General. It was fun. It was fun. So congratulations, all the Halloween people and participants, and hopefully it was a nice Halloween and a safe one, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I want to mention this real quick. Boy, crazy weekend, in and out. Yesterday, this is not a Halloween costume, but I'm going to post it on our morning team page. Actually, had my son had a hockey game earlier in the day, and his regular game got canceled.
Oh.
So they ended up doing a scrimmage, and they scrimmaged the Saginaw Spirit Warriors, which is a team made up of veterans, military veterans, some that have disabilities. That they're really, well, they didn't have enough that could show up, so they asked some other people to skate with them. They asked me to skate with them.
Mm.
So, well, this is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it so happened, against it was my son's team they have at the Saginaw Bay Ice Arena. He ended up playing goaltender for this team I was skating for.
All right.
So,
okay.
First time ever that we've ever skated before. So at the end, we got a picture. So there you go.
Hey, all right.
Hey, just happened to have your skates along with you, huh?
Yeah, it was planned that way. So yeah, I knew ahead of time. So
towers over you by about 4 or 5
yeah,
inches.
I was gonna say, yeah, he's pretty.
And you put the goalie gear on him and put him on skates, man.
Wow.
Get out of his way.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I'm looking like some little wimpy guy next to him.